I told you that you were playing with fire.
I'm sorry.
You were right about her.
Thank you. Can you read further?
Although they read Patty's mind, what was left unsaid was as plain as Patty's face. Yes, she looked much like the other followers. Pale, drawn, meek, lost. But here she was, only in her 30s and already turning gray. Deep, furrowed wrinkles lined her face. It was as if her life was already over. And yet, there was something about her, something deep inside.
No, that's it. She's too far gone now. She's really good at blocking her feelings.
But isn't there some way that we could find out more?
Not without a good projection or reincarnation officer. They could crack her. I can't.
Could we get one?
Ha! You have to make reservations at least a year in advance.
But you felt what I felt, right?
Yeah, I did. Billy, could I talk to you in the office?
What do you mean we don't have time to help this woman?
You know our mandate. We've got to turn around as many souls as possible. We can't put all our attention on just one person. It's just not time effective.
Who cares? I don't want to rush this. If we don't do a good job, I mean, that'll mean still yet another soul that has to go through the whole process over again.
But Billy, we're the only patrol assigned to billions of people. And so far, there's only the two of us assigned to it. So what do you want to do? You take Patty and I'll take a couple of billion? We've got to work in broad strokes. That's the way it was designed.
No. I mean, I just can't believe that. I will not believe that.
They're going to relieve you.
Fine. I won't take part in some mass billion serve production line. I'll take my chances.
So you're going to risk your commission on this one woman?
She is one woman. Crying for help.
All right, if that's the way you want to be about it. Okay. How do you wish to proceed?
Tell you what. Why don't we find out some more before we take this on as a case?
Fine.
But could you just show me again how to become a...
Yes, of course. They're a lively bunch.
They don't have much to say to one another, do they?
Patty, it's your turn.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sam.
Marvin, Jennifer, I'm worried about Patty.
Oh?
Why?
She's seemed distracted recently.
She has been falling below her goals.
She's always made her goals in the past.
She isn't going to make them this time.
Really? Maybe I should...
Patty, good try.
Yes. We were just saying...
You'll get a strike next time.
We know you will.
But I haven't bowled yet. You've been talking about me again, haven't you?
No, we haven't, Patty. What a terrible thing to say.
Yes, Patty. You mustn't think that way. It's regressive.
Patty, we talk about you as much as we talk about any other member of the church.
I apologize. I regressed.
You feel like helping me yet?
No.
That's good, Patty. That's very good.
We're all very proud of you, Patty. Aren't we?
Yes, especially me, Patty. You've come a long way.
Patty, could I meet with you tomorrow at lunch?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
If you'll excuse me, I have to go to the ladies' room.
Let's stay with her.
Sure.
It's only your door. Come on.
Okay. Where is she?
In that stall. Well?
I don't want to invade her privacy.
I have a feeling that's all we're going to be doing from now on. You want to help? Look in.
I'm doing this for you, my precious.
I didn't say what it was.
I did. I read her mind as she left.
And?
I'll try to project it for you.
Mommy? Mommy? Are you okay, Mommy? Can I help you? I can make you feel better.
This is her daughter. I think her name is Joy, or she brings Joy to Patty. I can't really tell. But right now, her daughter means more to Patty than anything else in the world.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't. Patty hasn't had any time for her for almost a month.
So, Patty, that's pretty much where we stand.
But, sir, I've even arranged for my daughter to be cared for.
We know, and the church recognizes your efforts. We think it's terrific that you have voluntarily placed yourself in a team share-like program. But, Patty, we cannot ignore these wisdom reports. Has lost focus, drifts in thought, temper tantrum, and your attendance. Did you actually leave to have lunch last week?
Well,
Yes?
I wanted to visit Joy.
And did you?
No. My mother had to take her to the clinic.
Do you see how God works, Patty? He meant for you not to see your daughter at this time.
Awesome.
Did we have anything to do with that?
You do know what L. Ron Haber would have said, don't you?
Of course not.
And it will only appear that they should take second place, for it is for their future that we undertake this struggle, and to all those who would selfishly place their child above the needs of the future, we say, your child is destined for the enfeebled past.
Clear thinking, Patty. Very clear thinking. But still...
No.
You have not been living the church, breathing the church, making you and the church as one. You have not been maintaining the high standards necessary to remain a member. I want you to know that everyone here, including me, especially me, has been under tremendous pressure of late to meet the church's ever-growing, ever-important needs. But this condition is nothing new and certainly no excuse for falling behind. Now, what I'm going to recommend is for your own good, Patty. You, of all people, should recognize and appreciate this. I'm going to request that you be demoted to the PRF and take an R-meter exam.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Patty, this is for your own good. I've seen this happen before. No one wants to see you drop out. You'd end up like one of them. Plus, owing the church thousands of dollars for all the required classes you've audited. You should live up to your contract. We expect you to. In this life and the next.
Gee, and I thought only we could do that.
They're going to love hearing about this upstairs.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.